Well, the countdown is real, folks. This is the final Friday for 2023. So we hope you've got a lot of good things planned for it.
Kind of hard to believe we're at the end of the year. Went by fast.
It really did. Mike and Kim Burge here with you for a little bit of the good stuff.
Going to remind you about some of our sponsors here. Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas and a Happy New Year from Integrity Meats. And also, Merry Christmas from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in historic Medora. Find them on Facebook and follow them at NorthDakotaCowboy.org. Happy holidays from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And Lemon Livestock with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff, and Happy New Year.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with the Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
What do you have to share for the good stuff today?
I have a piece called The Amazing Deck of Cards, and I believe, or maybe you thought, that Tex Ritter had done this.
I think so.
Okay. I remember listening to it on a long playing an album, so that's how long ago I listened to this, and I thought it was amazing. It was quiet that day. The guns and the mortars and landmines, for some reason, hadn't been heard. The young soldier knew it was Sunday. As he was sitting there, he got out an old deck of cards and laid them out across his bunk. Just then, an army sergeant came in and said, "Why aren't you with the rest of the platoon?" The soldier replied, "I thought I would stay behind and spend some time with the Lord." The sergeant said, "Looks to me like you're going to play cards." "No, sir. You see, since we aren't allowed to have Bibles or other spiritual books in this country, I've decided to talk to the Lord by studying this deck of cards." Sergeant asked in disbelief, "How are you going to do that?" "You see the ace, sergeant? It reminds me that there is only one God. The two represents the two parts of the Bible, Old and New Testaments. The three represents the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The four stands for the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The five is for the five virgins. There were 10, but only 5 of them were glorified. The 6 is for the 6 days it took God to create the heavens and earth. The 7 is for the day God rested after making his creation. The 8 is for the family of Noah and his wife, their 3 sons and their wives, the 8 people God spared from the flood that destroyed the earth. The 9 is for the lepers that Jesus cleansed of leprosy. He cleansed 10, but 9 never thanked him. The 10 represents the 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on tablets made of stone. The jack is a reminder of Satan, one of God's first angels, but he got kicked out of heaven for his sly and wicked ways and is now the joker of eternal hell. The queen stands for the Virgin Mary. The king stands for Jesus, for he is the king of all kings. When I count the dots on all the cards, I come up with 365, one for every day of the year. There are a total of 52 cards in the deck. Each is for a week, 52 weeks in a year. The four suits represents the four seasons, spring, summer, winter, and fall. Each suit has 13 cards. There are exactly 13 weeks in a quarter. So when I want to talk to God and thank him, I just pull out this old deck of cards, and they remind me of all that I have to be thankful for. The sergeant just stood there. After a minute, with tears in his eyes and pain in his heart, he said, "Soldier, can I borrow that deck of cards?" Please let this be a reminder and take time to pray for all those who have been sent away, putting their lives on the line, fighting for all of us. God bless America, our veterans and troops.
I don't even know what to follow that with.
I know it. It's just pretty good. We just have to take a moment and pause.
Let me end up with this one. A woman took an afternoon nap on New Year's Eve. When she woke up, she told her husband, "I just dreamed that you gave me a diamond ring for a New Year's present. What do you think that all means?" He replied, "Aha, you'll know tonight." At midnight, her husband handed her a small gift-wrapped present. Excited, she opened it quickly, but was even more surprised. In it was a book called The Meaning of Dreams.
Ouch. Oh, no. Big letdown. Hey, guess what, everybody?
Coming up in 2024, if you have items to share on The Good Stuff, just send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for spending part of your day here. Happy New Year from The Good Stuff.